No suspects. There is a new reward, though. Still no suspects named in the search for Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today host Savannah Guthrie. We are in the sixth day, I think, at this point. The FBI now working jointly with local authorities, announcing a $50,000 reward for information that can lead to her recovery as more federal agents join in the effort to find the 84-year-old woman, who is, according to her kids, without critical medication right now. I feel like we haven't given enough attention, honestly, on my show at least, to this urgent search for Nancy Guthrie. And so I wanted to talk to former FBI agent and somebody who comes on the show pretty frequently, Ken Gray from University of New Haven, to talk more about this. Ken, what do you think of this? First of all, this case in particular, what kind of stands out to you with this?
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, this is a horrible situation. This lady who is living out. They're somewhat in isolation there from the area, and what should have been a very safe area, taken from her home in the middle of the night and being held hostage by someone for money. And the sheriff's office there in Pima County has provided some information, but they're not giving a lot of information, and rightly so, because they're trying to protect the integrity of a case that they're putting together. But still, the search for Nancy Guthrie is still not getting a lot of progress here as far as locating her.
What do we know at this point, Ken? I mean, the woman was taken out of her home. She lives alone, right, in Arizona. But what do we know about the home, the premises, any kind of security, any trace of blood, anything like that?
Sure. So she was living alone in her home there in Tucson, she had a camera system on her home, but that camera system was disabled, the person that entered her home sometime in the middle of the night, between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Doorbell camera disconnects at 1:47 in the morning. A person in a camera, no image available, not clear at 2:12. And then at 2:28, the pacemaker disconnects from her Apple Watch. Her Apple Watch was left there inside the house, and her Apple phone was left inside the house. So sometime between 1:47 and 2:28, somebody entered her house, bundled her up, and left the house. There was drops of blood at the foyer of the house there on the outside. DNA analysis shows that that blood was Nancy Guthrie's blood. She requires medication. Whether she brought the medication with her or if the medication was not brought with her, the sheriff's office has not revealed that. Potentially, the person who took her is somebody that knew the house. I mean, this was a very, very dark neighborhood. We're not talking about street lights, an area that there are likely to be a lot of cameras around the area. Middle of the night like this here, it's hard to detect a car coming into the area like that and to get license plate information on it. Tucson has a what's called the FLAX system, which captures license plate reader information, but that's downtown. That's not out here in the area that she lived at. The use of that has not provided any information yet about who was there at the residence.
So there's a lot I want to take out of what you just said. And again, Ken Gray is a former FBI agent, and we're talking about the Nancy Guthrie case. So first of all, something you said there, Ken, which I agree kind of stood out to me, is it seemed like technologically this person, whoever it is, knew this property and also knew this person very well. Would you agree? I mean, the fact that they knew about where the cameras were to disable them, there's no images that came up. They had to know sort of this property, I would think, pretty well. Also, the fact that it's a very hidden property. When you look at the photos, it's very, you know, you can't even really see it with all the tree coverage and things like that. So I would say they knew this property, and the fact that they even knew how to disconnect the pacemaker from the Apple Watch and leave it behind. This is somebody I would think is very close to potentially Nancy Guthrie.
I don't know if I exactly agree with that.
Really?
I think that the person knew the exterior of the house. That does not mean that they've been inside the house. People take their watch off when they're in the house. So the fact that that the person that took her out of the house did not have her put the watch on or carry her phone with her does not mean that they knew that that was an indication. The interesting thing here that I find is that the communication was sent, the ransom note, as it were, was sent to a couple of news agencies, the local Arizona news agencies, TMZ, and a third agency there received it. It was a one-way communication. The person said, you know, that gave some details about the house, gave the details that there was a floodlight that was out. I gave the detail that the Apple Watch was left behind. That was supposed to show that they actually had personal knowledge of the situation there, personal knowledge about the taking of Nancy. But that does not mean that the person knew the interior of the house and knew her themselves. It very well could be somebody that has talked to someone that is familiar with the house with Nancy and learned that information and decided she would be a good target to take because of the fact that her daughter is likely to have lots of money that they could exploit. The family is trying to get more information to prove that that Nancy is still alive, proof of life from them before they go and pay the ransom money. The FBI does not tell a family whether or not they should pay the money. If they decide to do so, the FBI assists them in doing so. But it's strictly up to the family as to whether or not they want to pay ransom money. The family seems reluctant to do so without proof of life. And this is requesting a payment, a multi-million-dollar payment in bitcoins.
Right, which, I mean, any scam is linked to Bitcoin. So it's even if you gave the money that way, a lot of times you end up being duped for more. So I can understand that the whole thing seems really sketchy. I guess the ransom notes going directly to news sites, though, can also to me, kind of doesn't sit well with me, which is why I always think, like, are we sure this isn't somebody who... I'm not even saying it has to be a family member because I know the rumors out there and that maybe it's a family member. I'm not even saying it's that, but I think that's odd. I've never heard of, or I don't really usually hear about ransom notes being sent to news networks. It's not usually.
In the crime of the century, what was referred to as the crime of the century was the kidnapping of baby Lindbergh, Charles Lindbergh's baby, kidnapped out of his home in New Jersey. While he was asleep, and the ransom exchange notes went through the newspaper with letters to a local newspaper there. So there has been historical precedents for exchanges through news agencies. But to me, this also is something that has been used in the past with communications to news agencies by somebody that wants to get the information out about something for maybe ideological purposes, like when the Weather Underground would plant a bomb somewhere, they would contact news agencies to be able to get their word out why they were bombing those places.
Because they want to have fame. They want their 5 minutes of fame. I get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
This is not the way that you would normally communicate with somebody if you wanted to get a ransom from them. In fact, it may very well be that that the person is doing this for purposes other than making the money, getting the ransom. We just don't know at this point. But nonetheless, the family is trying to communicate the ransom communication, said that this was a one-way communication, and here are the deadlines. And the first deadline of them making the payment was yesterday at 5 p.m. The second deadline there says that there promises more severe consequences if they don't hit that deadline. Serious consequences being that maybe something bad will happen to Nancy, worse than being kidnapped.
We're chatting with former FBI agent Ken Gray about the very latest in the Guthrie case. As we mentioned, Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, and the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, still missing. And there's just not a lot adding up at this point, Ken. And I want to kind of talk about that because, again, it's been 6 days so far. And understandably so, this is a very high-profile case, which, I mean, I feel awful for this family. And certainly, you know, I hope that they... I hope there's closure in a good way. I hope that she comes home. I hope that she is safe. I hope she's alive. I hope, you know, all of that. But I got to ask this because, I mean, the amount of resources that we're seeing put into this case, which should be there. I'm not knocking that. But I wanted to get kind of your take on this. You know, the exposure, obviously, to this case, because you've got a very well-known, very beloved news anchor who is the daughter. And I'm curious, you know, when you compare a case like this to maybe something very hyper-local to Connecticut. So we'll take, I always say, the Vanessa Morales case out of Ansonia. Little girl has been missing for years. And we really have sort of the same thing. No real idea of where she is. We don't even, I mean, she's presumed to be alive, but we have no idea where she is. No clue. And I'm wondering if you feel like more is put into higher profile missing persons cases, or do you feel like the same effort goes into both types of cases?
Oh, absolutely. The fact that Savannah Guthrie is a nationally known public figure, the kidnapping of her mother like this, the president of the United States has weighed in on this and promised to have federal assistance in this investigation. You don't get that for someone like Vanessa. Different situation all the way around. Mm. Even though, you know, it may end up with FBI assistance in cases of lesser known people or non-known people like that. Nonetheless, the amount of resources is definitely going to be higher. This a kidnapping is jurisdiction of the FBI, so there's good cause for the FBI to be involved in this investigation. But nonetheless, it certainly has opened the floodgates up as far as the ability to provide additional resources to assist Pima County there. Sheriff's office and doing this investigation. You know, it is something that has captured the American public's attention and will continue to do so while she is being sought.
I bring this up not to make people feel badly like, oh, if you've got connections, you've got a better shot at more resources. I bring it up because I want to look at, you know, some of the things and of course, it's all aftermath, right? Like, what did we learn from this? And again, the case isn't over. But when we look at, for example, Nancy Guthrie's home, and I wasn't sure if there are things that you would recommend for people to do. And again, you hope to God nobody has to go through a kidnapping ransom note type of situation, right? But we have to kind of learn from this, right? What are some things that I guess stand out and that we could be applying to make our home safer, be more on top of our own kind of crime prevention, if that makes sense? I mean, what would you recommend, or what are things that stand out to you in this case so far that you feel like we could be learning from and maybe applying to our own lives at home?
Yeah, the fact that Nancy Guthrie was living alone in this home in this isolated area like that, and is the mother of a person who is a nationally known celebrity, she is a target whether she recognizes it or not. She was a target that was waiting to be taken, and because of her daughter's celebrity status, I am surprised that she had not been kidnapped earlier than this. Her house, she lives alone. She had cameras there at her door, but she did not even have the feature of it being monitored turned on. And so they do not have images of the person coming up to the door that would have been available were that service being provided at the time. But even if she had that on, that does not mean that she would not have been kidnapped. So I think that that when you are a person that has connections to nationally known celebrities like that, you have to take steps to ensure your safety and security. And living alone, an 84-year-old woman living alone in an isolated area like that, obscurity is not security. And that's what she was counting on, was the fact that except for people in the immediate area, no one else knew she was there. And so you have to take steps to ensure your security.
Yeah, sort of that idea of out of sight, out of mind. But that obviously didn't work in this situation. And I think even if you're not connected to somebody nationally known, you know, the importance of security in and around your home is one good thing. And certainly, you know, living alone, you know, I feel like you have to heighten kind of your crime prevention efforts as well. Ken Gray, I want to thank you so much for what you do at the University of New Haven. And of course, former FBI agent, thank you for always giving us the time here on WICC. And we will keep you at home posted on the very latest with the Nancy Guthrie case as soon as we get more updates and they become available to us.